Earlier this month, administrators at Alexander Graham Middle School in South Charlotte gave a tour to reporters and CMS administrators, including interim superintendent Francis Haycock. They led the group to what looked like a closet door.
Dr. Haycock, when you come over, I have a great office space for you. But we will clean it up for you.
Alexander Graham principal Candace Williams explains.
At AG, we use every bit of space very creatively. We've turned a janitor's closet into a room for an office for two security associates.
On the school's grounds, eight trailers serve as classrooms. It's a 40-something-year-old school with classrooms filled to capacity. This has become a common sight in the high-growth areas of the CMS system. There's an obvious need for new and expanded schools in Mecklenburg County, and CMS projects growth by 5,000 students a year over the next 10 years. Even some bond opponents don't dispute these facts. But there's disagreement over the county buying $427 million in bonds to pay for school construction and other expenses, and politics is behind it. The package includes about $227 million to build 10 new schools, mostly in districts 1 and 6. The rest goes to adding new classrooms and renovating buildings. There's also money to expand the Central Piedmont Community College system and to pay for public safety additions. Apart from the $427 million bond package, there is a $66 million land purchase package. Mecklenburg County Commissioner Bill James, a Republican, wants a no vote. He blames Democrats on the commission and the school board for what he calls a bond package that's filled with unneeded extras.
They prefer to sort of blanket over these problems and try to create a sort of a bond package that has kind of something for everybody to love and hate in it in hopes that they'll get enough votes to actually pass it.
James and other opponents of the referendum have been touting an alternative plan using certificates of participation, or COPs.
COPs do not require voter approval. The county commission could, after the bonds fail, immediately issue a smaller, more focused, less pork barrel-filled package that addresses needs but not necessarily just wants.
COPs are similar to general obligation bonds, but they are not guaranteed by taxpayers. Instead, properties such as buildings are used as collateral to ensure creditors they'll be paid back. Because there is no guarantee from taxpayers, there's more risk involved, which means interest rates are set higher. James says the needs of the suburban districts 1 and 6 should be the highest priority above all else. James is particularly critical of how the board has treated some schools in Charlotte's inner city.
They hand out money to spilled schools that, for example, are half-filled. Schools that basically have no need to exist at all except politics.
The half-filled schools in the inner ring became most evident after the school busing plan was dismantled, and in 2002, CMS adopted the school choice assignment plan. CMS board member at large Kit Kramer strongly supports the bond package. Kramer is also Group VP of Education at the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce.
This is key economic infrastructure, and an investment in the bonds sends a message to companies that may be looking at relocating that we value public education.
Kramer says the half-filled schools in the inner city need to stay that way.
One of the ways that we have tried to improve student achievement has been to lower the pupil-teacher ratio in the classroom of children who are challenged.
Kramer says turning them into so-called focus schools with smaller class sizes and more teacher resources was the way to go.
People will suggest that we look at the number of square feet per student as a measure of how well the school is being occupied, and that's just not a good measure when you're looking at these focus schools.
CMS is dealing with continued growth in the county, the end of busing, and a school assignment plan whose parameters are ever-changing. Earlier this week, the CMS board voted to abandon the 3-year-old school choice assignment plan. With all of these factors, voters will have a lot to consider when they go to the polls on November 8th. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.